Travel with Rick Steves is brought to you by American Airlines, with 4,000 flights to 250 cities in some 40 countries around the world every day. It's easy to book your next flight at AA.com. American Airlines knows why you fly. I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. I'm speaking with two Blue Badge guides, friends of mine from London, excellent tour guides, Tom Hooper and Gillian Chadwick. You know, Tom, you said in your introduction you're a Cornishman. Exactly what is that?
Ah, well, Cornwall is the bit of Britain which is right down in the western corner and is obviously the most beautiful place in the world.
The southwest of England.
The southwest
now, that's
of England.
There was a Cornish language there.
There was a Cornish language which is basically dead, but it's been reinvented.
Is it the actual original language?
Most of the words are. The two most famous words are Curno, which is Cornwall, and then Mebion. So Mebion Curno means independence for Cornwall.
Ah, well, it didn't work, did it?
It was once.
I remember seeing a plaque where the last speaker of Cornwall died, and something like that. So that's a sad thing. But you have that Celtic kind of heritage, like the Welsh and the Irish.
Yeah, indeed.
All right. This is Travel with Rick Steves. Our phone number is 877-333-RICK. That's 877-333-7425. Or you can email us anytime at radio@ricksteves.com. And we've got some callers on the line as we talk with Tom Hooper and Gillian Chadwick about London. Hey, we got Marcia on the line in Mill Creek in Washington. Hi, Marcia.
Hi.
Thanks for your call. I got a question.
I do. We are going to be in London for a week, the end of May, and in reading your London guidebook, discovered that Monday, May 26th, is a bank holiday. And so we want to know what kind of things would be available to do, what's going to be closed, if we can't figure out how to take the Eurostar to Paris for the day.
Everything is open, except for the banks. That's why it's called a bank holiday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
There may be some pubs and restaurants in the financial area which won't be open, but in the main area, everything will be running as usual.
All the museums, all the shops.
So for a tourist, you're saying the bank holiday is no big concern?
No.
Except for Christmas Day.
Christmas Day, or the day after? That's Boxer.
That's Boxing Day.
The only other thing for visitors is they're going to have to discover that there are lots of Brits around because they got the day off as well, so they go to museums.
Well, if they have the day off and something's closed, I mean, it's not just banks that are closed. Then are schools out?
Schools out.
Yes.
Or can you go to the, is the dentist working and the doctor?
Probably not.
Probably not.
So for the British working person, it's a day off.
Okay, so you're saying from a traveler's point of view, the museums and the sites are fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hotels and restaurants, obviously fine. Yeah. All the public transit's going.
Yeah.
You're just going to have more Englishmen on vacation.
Yeah. And usually there'll be special events as well put on
for
the day.
So overall, it's probably not a negative to be
there. Oh,
no.
There you go, Marcia.
And it's
perfect.
Good to be mixing with the Brits.
It is good to be mixing with the Brits.
Yep. We're looking forward to it.
Speaking of Brits, you guys are really into tradition. Whenever I'm in London, there's a pageantry, there's a parade going on, and you're also, like, you celebrate eccentricity.
Yes.
What do you mean?
I love English eccentricity. Now, is there some kind of connection with this, or what's this passion for that?
Well, I always find that the strangest thing to celebrate is Guy Fawkes Day, that we're celebrating a Catholic execution. But we're burning a Catholic, basically. Because he tried to blow up the Houses of Parliament.
Well, so it's sort of a celebrating, you caught a terrorist, basically.
Yes. Well, yes.
But it's just a big excuse for a party then, huh?
Basically, yeah.
Except that there is this bonfire with it where you burn this thing called a guy on top, and it used to be Guy Fawkes.
Mm.
And now, of course, people realise, well, you burn anybody you like, really. So they've had figures of Tony Blair up there.
Oh, so the burning effigy. Anybody?
Yes,
and now this is just the rabble goes wild and they have a big party.
Well,
it's
a big party and you burn Tony Blair or other world leaders, possibly.
Other world leaders that you might have a problem with. Okay.
And there's one town, which is near where Gillian lives, where I don't know where they still, but I think they still burn the Pope.
Yeah.
Wow. Is this the same day every year?
Yeah.
Same day.
It's Guy Fawkes Day.
5th of November.
So bring your matches on the 5th of November.
Well, no.
Okay, good. For the record, no. Tess is on the line in Bremerton, Washington. Hi, Tess.
Hi, Rick. Twice I've traveled to Africa for medical relief work and had to fly through Heathrow, even having to overnight. That airport is by far the craziest I've ever been in because of all the work that's going on there. Is there any relief in sight?
There may be some hope in sight, I suppose. The new Terminal 5 is open. And that will have relieved congestion in the other terminals, and I think nearly all the British Airways flights will go through Terminal
5. A big bugaboo is just knowing what terminal.
Yeah, it is.
Because I've almost missed a flight because I had one little snafu in going to the wrong terminal, and I had to, it's like going to a different part of town on the tube.
You have, exactly. Yeah. and the transfers when the airport, you have to allow a lot of time to get.
Yeah, so you make sure you know what terminal you're in before you get there.
And all the signs are so confusing.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you can find one.
This word transit is really important.
And then my pet peeve about Heathrow is they make you stay in the shopping area and they won't tell you where your gate is.
Yes.
Until you got to walk there almost immediately I'm sure it's because they want you to stay in the shopping area and spend money.
I don't know how you could think that.
Not that we wouldn't do it here, but that's very clever for the people who are running Heathrow. All right, Tess, well, we'll hope that you get through Heathrow on your next trip to Africa.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, bye. This is Rick Steves and Travel with Rick Steves. Travel with Rick Steves is brought to you by American Airlines. With their new Advantage Award booking tool, it's easier than ever to book to over 800 Advantage Award destinations online at AA.com. American Airlines knows why you fly.